7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, and they're right off Worley Drive. Also, you know, if you're needing equipment, because if you got a project plan, you need the right equipment to get that job done. It makes it go so much better. And Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they offer equipment rentals. Check them out online at hirschequipment.com. We got Gary Faraci with us on this Thirsty Thursday morning for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. You can find Gary and Diane in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road at the Bayou Resort. And good morning, Gary. How are we doing?
We're doing excellent, Gary, on this beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning. I'm sitting at 67 degrees down here. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it is beautiful. Man, I tell you, we have had beautiful mornings. The sunrises are, they've just been fantastic. And, you know, this is, it's summertime. It's official now. You know, how's things going there at the lake? You seeing some traffic? You seeing some fishermen with, you know, stringers of fish?
I have. Stringers of crappie just yesterday. Yeah. I had two gentlemen come in, and they had come in earlier in the day and got some live bait, some crappie minnows, and came back, and they just said they just hit it just right or something, but they both had limits.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
And they were thrilled. He said he was going to bring me a baggie of fillets. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm waiting.
Well, I tell you what, I went down the other day, and we, you know, we were chasing some largemouth, and I just kind of got bored with that, and I did get on a big old mess of huge, monstrous bluegill. We brought back 11, filleted them things out, and I kid you not, Gary, I kid you not, filleted them out, and we fried them in a big old cast iron skillet, and they were bigger than a hamburger bun, the fillets.
They were. Beautiful?
Oh, man.
Beautiful. And this is the time of year for it, and those bluegill, perch, whatever you want to call them, they will bite on crickets, on redworms, on night crawlers, on any almost anything you throw in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're fun to catch. We used ultralight, 4-pound test line, you know, crappie rigs or trout, you know, just lightweight gear. And, oh, we had a blast. Had a pretty good largemouth hooked, but he decided to go one way and I went the other and he won.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's that time of year. Man, the parents that bring the kids down or grandparents that bring the kids down to go camping or stay for a weekend or a week. I mean, that's a time of year to do it. Get out there and hang out with those kids and make some memories with that stuff. I mean, it's just absolutely awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There's other species biting right now, but that's a blast right now.
What are you hearing on the stripers, hybrids, and white bass?
Okay, they've been first thing in the morning. I mean, if you get out there when it's starting to get light out, not at sunrise, when it's starting to get light out, like at 5:30, quarter to 6, if you're out there, there's a really small window, maybe an hour or so, and not top water, but really close, and then you might catch them coming up to feed. And I'm talking about the stripers, the hybrids, the whites, very small window, but it's still going on in certain areas, and some of it's not too far from us right here. A lot of guys say, oh, they all went deep down to the dam or out by the bridges. Well, there's still some hanging around here from what people have told me and what I've seen. I did get a nice baggie full of several pounds of striper and white fillets from someone last week, so they're still catching them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. I was going to say I'm going to send you a picture of a really nice striper that was caught not far from you at all. I'll send that to you here in just a little bit.
And guys that we know, including your son that was in the other day, out there bass fishing and catching some nice fish.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean it's real. You know it's really good. We were kind of late though. You know, I mean, the bite, it seems like it was a little bit delayed. So, you know, maybe we're still in that in a really good transition. But yeah, the largemouth bite, it's fantastic. Spinner bait at night, buzz bait in the early evening, just as that sun starts to set, it's fantastic. Jerk baits are still working for them. It's a good time to be on the lake. And you know, I've noticed too down there, I'm starting to see more and more of the guys out there jug fishing, so it must be getting revved up.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying with the catching the perch. That's perfect jug bait right there. I mean, you catch the small ones, you save those, keep the big ones for your dinner. I mean, it's beautiful this time of year.
Oh yeah,
I
love it. I love it. So now, for folks, Gary, that want to know a little bit more, now first, is there any room cabins that's open?
I have nothing this weekend. Of course, in the following week and weekend, it's all 4th of July. Technically, we're full, but we could, if someone wants to come in for a few days, midweek here and there, we can get people in. Weekends are pretty tight the rest of the summer until we get into late August, but we can get people in if they're a little flexible. We'll try to do whatever we can to get people if they want to come down for a few days here and there. They're flexible. We'll try to get them in for sure.
Yeah, right on.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, I just sent you that picture. You'll know where it's at when you see it.
Okay.
It's a big old striper now. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. And for folks, they can, find you on Facebook. They can call you. Or just better yet, just cruise on down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They can always give us a shout at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page is a great way. Leave a comment, leave us a message, ask questions, whatever. We'll get back to you as fast as I can. And, of course, always our website if you want to cruise around on that, thebayouresort.com. Check that out. And I love it when people just stop in and want to talk about whatever. They want to talk about the lake, the fishing. I mean, lake's in great condition. 556 and some change. I mean, it's just for end of June, it's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Thank you.